from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
My
balls!
I can't find my balls!
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill! He ain't got no balls!
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Nominations, post them, and they'll get on the air this hour. First one is Jim down in Jupiter. Patney says for Coach Mike Norvell and the Florida State football program, Balls of Steel, getting 10 guys drafted to the league. Give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is a good one. I was just looking. Josh has a game for Council Bluffs. 99 Florida State, 21 Georgia. I think it would be very difficult to move the ball on that Georgia team. Let me think about that, though. Today, Council Bluffs, 2 o'clock. Bill, let's get it started. Video or a GIF? G-I-F is pronounced GIF, like the word Jeff, not the word GIF, like in gift, even though it's G-I-F. No balls of steel to Kirk Herbstreit, who convinced everybody Florida State was a one-man team. 10 guys drafted. I'm going to deal with Herbie in Dublin, Ireland, Bill. So, Patton, to Herbie, a guy I like personally, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Yeah, I like Herbie, but I understand the Seminole angle on that one. Mike the Mad Dog Noonan, George, I believe he's coming down there to commit, miss. Met him down there last year. Says, Bill, balls of steel to Charlie Condon, smashing his 54th career home run, breaking the school record. Got to remember, he was a walk-on, got redshirted. He's not even played two complete years yet, and he owns the Georgia home run record. For that, absolutely a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That's crazy how good he is. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. You'll get to meet him down there. Says, gutless and nutless to college baseball bookies for posting the same, I'm going to use the word, crappy lines all weekend. He said, I did go 8-2, though, but it could have been a huge winning weekend. To the college baseball bookies, Patton, Johnny Vegas says, no. He says, gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
That's Buckeye Brenda. Did anybody put more energy into that than Buckeye Brenda? The answer is no. L Dog down in Peachtree City, Georgia. Bill, balls of steel to Kirby Smart. Did you see this stat, Bill? He's got more first-round picks than career losses as a head coach. Did you hear that? Kirby Smart has 17 first-round picks at Georgia. He's got 16 losses, total losses. That is a crazy stat. He said for that, Bill, give Kirby a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is lunacy, is what that is. Patton Tom wants a Craig from Myrtle Beach, gutless and nutless, to Coastal Carolina, losing four in a row, dropping them out of a regional host contending spot. He says, I love Buckeye Brenda, but Craig screaming gutless and nutless cracks me up every time. I'm surprised he can even talk after that. Patton, hit it.
He's gutless and nutless.
Ouch. If you want to have it to where I'm not hosting the show, make me say that. And do that to my voice, and let's see where I'm at after that. I would think that my throat would jump out of my mouth onto the floor if I tried that. Might be the first time that's ever happened to anybody. L-Dog says, for comparison, meaning Kirby Smart, 17 first-round draft picks, 16 total losses as a head coach at Georgia. For comparison, Saban has 49 first-round draft picks, 71 career losses. I wonder how long Kirby can hang on to that, meaning your first-round draft pick list is higher than your total losses. Let's think about it. I believe L-Dog posted that mock draft, and Georgia had two players, heck, the top two players going. Picks one and two. Was there another first rounder in there I missed? That would give him, and I think those are for sure, so that would give him 19 first rounders. There's probably a couple of others, but, and I don't think that team's going to lose two games next year. I don't think so. Don't see that happening. That might list. That might last for a while. That is, seriously, that is an amazing stat. That is a very amazing stat. What is Herbie on this video? What's he crying about? I can't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. Jeff Chu said, Bill, Balls of Steel to Larry Ellison and Oracle for moving their world headquarters to Nashville. Yeah, I saw that whenever it was posted, but yes, about a week ago, Oracle is going to be stationed, their corporate headquarters, right here in the 615. And Jeff 2 says, Patton, for that, give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
What's the California burger chain? There's two of them. Is it In-N-Out? One of those is moving to Franklin, except I think they're in a snit with a piece of property they thought they were going to be buying. Is it In-N-Out or which one is moving the corporate headquarters from California to right here in Wilco? Anyways, they had picked out a piece of property in Franklin, and apparently it was all set to happen. Whoever owned the property is either really old or now in kind of some kind of hospice. And so the kids took over and apparently wanted more money, and they're in a big fight. That's all I know. But was it In-N-Out or which one am I skipping? I've never been to either one of them, but it's supposed to be really good. Moving their corporate headquarters to Franklin. The Smoke Doctor says, no Balls of Steel to Nick. And again, he says Satan for his ridiculous brown-orange dye job or hairpiece he debuted on the NFL draft coverage. Whoever was his makeup person should be fired, Bill. For all of that, Patton, no Balls of Steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
I did not watch the draft hardly at all. And I'd forgotten that Saban and Belichick were doing some broadcasting. The only thing I heard is what people were saying, and they said that Saban and Belichick were absolutely exquisite. They were that good. I can imagine that. I can absolutely imagine that. Can you, those two, in a draft coverage type situation, I don't know how you could do better than that. From a personnel and knowledge point of view, how could you possibly, particularly if Belichick's going to talk, which we all know as a coach, he didn't like to talk. He hated it. But in this case, he perks up and does it, right? Only thing I heard is that they were both incredibly good. All right, Patton, I've got one. Balls of Steel to Hurricane Mario. I know that some people in the audience, including the Cosby Cattleman, thinks that he wears a girdle. Regardless of that, he is raking it up, not only in recruiting, but in the transfer portal. We'll see if they're well-coached. I don't think they are, but for now, let's go ahead and give Hurricane Mario a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Jeff 2 says, Bill, Nebraska Hurricanes or Tornadoes, Balls of Steel to this Nebraska train engineer who had no other choice but to sit and wait as an EF3 or 4 tornado passed over his train. And it's video film from inside the train as a tornado impacts it. Patton, that guy does deserve a Balls of Steel. For sure.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That would be incredibly scary stuff. Shannon in South Bend, Indiana. Bill, Balls of Steel to Notre Dame baseball, stealing 2 of 3 from number 8 Wake Forest over the weekend. Irish baseball, nice series W, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Patton, you want me to do this for you? No Balls of Steel to Vanderbilt baseball. Slumping, just lost the series at home to Mississippi State. I like Tim Corbin a lot, but no Balls of Steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Patton, you being a Vanderbilt aficionado and a Vanderbilt fan, is the baseball program under Vanderbilt, has it seen its best days?
It's certainly trending that way, Bill. I hope not, but the stats and the wins are the wins.
Yeah. All right. More nominations as we continue. Keep them rolling. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Morning, clearing up a couple of accidents. One that's causing a pretty good delay out there in Clarksville, Montgomery County, trying to get out of Clarksville, headed towards Nashville on I-24 going eastbound. Again, it's just outside of Clarksville. It's got it really slow again on the interstate. It's a crash being cleared at Conference Drive at Vietnam Vets up there in Goodlettsville. It's still heavy, but moving better than it was on 24 coming westbound as you come out of Murfreesboro, headed up through Antioch towards Nashville. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check it out today. You got to try that Mediterranean salad. They've got princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tonight, the Braves head west for some late night baseball as Ozzie Albies and the Braves roll into T-Mobile Park to take on the Seattle Mariners.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:25 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
See, I'm the only guy that talks numbers. I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. Like I've said, it's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about it.
Vegas has a nomination. Former 615er Chase Burns, who pitches at Wake Forest now, he says, Balls of Steel, 113 strikeouts, 62 innings pitched, including 14 on Friday night, to the former Volunteer pitcher. Now for the Demon Deacons, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
URC says, and he's in Incline Village, Nevada, Bill, gutless and nutless to the Cosby Academy, calling a Knoxville radio show daily where he is hung up on after 2 words because they banned him, but refusing to call the Bill King Show where he can actually get on the air. Foolish pride, Bill, to the Cosby Academy, gutless and nutless.
It's gutless and nutless.
Yeah, and I don't like that either, but I will say that what's happening with the Cosby Cattleman is personal with station management. That's the reason. Now, I'm like you. I wish you would call here. I wish you would just put that behind him, call here, and let's have fun again with him. But so far, that ain't happening. Yeah, I'm with you. I share your sentiment, though. I wish you would. I wish you would call. Ags and Strohs down from the Texas gorgeous Gulf Coast. Morning, Bill. Balls of Steel to Aggie Baseball and Coach Schlosh for run ruling Georgia in the first game of a doubleheader Saturday after being down 9-0 in the first inning. I saw that. That is crazy. They're down 9-0 and then run rule, right? Georgia did win game 3 of that series, but Texas A&M taking the series, and right now ranked number 1 in the nation. He says to coach Jim Schlossnagel and the baseball Aggies, give them a big balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I was just asking about the newest rankings, and Tom actually pulled it up. Baseball America, A&M 1, Arkansas 2, Tennessee 3, Clemson 4, Seminoles 5, East Carolina 6, North Carolina 7, Duke 8, Kentucky 9, South Carolina beat Kentucky. And let me just check. Virginia is 10, Oregon State 11, Vanderbilt 14, Wake is 15, Bama 17, Boomer Sooner is 19, Duckies are 21. Johnny Vegas said, Bill, you need to remember that A&M game that the wind was blowing out 30 miles an hour. That's a pretty valuable stat. Blowing out 30 miles an hour. No Kev up in Chicago says Bill, and I do not envy him with what he says here. Barring any rainouts this week, No Kev up in Chicago. He goes, I will have 13 straight days of baseball-related activities, 6 umpiring dates that included 4 games yesterday of a travel tournament behind the plate by myself for 7 hours straight, and 7 games coaching high school games that include 2 doubleheaders. Right there, Patton, for all that, that makes me dizzy. It makes me tired. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
No, Kev, here's what I need from you. I don't want to hear about the good times when it comes to your baseball, okay? I want to hear about all the knucklehead moments with parents and daddy ball and all that. You being an umpire, travel ball and everything else, God knows what you have seen. I've told everybody basically what I've seen all those years of travel ball. That include baseball and basketball, travel ball, basketball. But him being an ump, because it doesn't matter what city you're in or location, it's going to be, there's daddy ball everywhere. There's knuckleheads everywhere. Parents, you can't move away from that. You just can't. But, yeah, that's a heck of a 13 straight days of baseball activities for him. Now, I imagine the coaching, being part of the high school team, that's probably pretty cool. No, Kev, or excuse me, this would be Kevin in Muletown. Yeah, check that. Kevin in Muletown. And he was at the game Saturday. Drove from Muletown up to Knoxville and was at the Tennessee baseball game against Missouri. Balls of steel to the Tennessee pitching staff. All the talk about how they hit, but their ERA is second in the SEC and eighth nationally. I figured it was moving up some, and they really don't have what you would call a Friday night for sure guy, right? They're kind of piecing that together. And A.J. Russell, who was slated to be that guy, has not been healthy enough yet. Hopefully that's getting remedied. But he says to the pitching staff in general, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That would be Coach Frank Anderson, their pitching coach. And then the hitting would be Josh Elander. They have as good a staff as, and I don't know everybody's staff, admittedly, but that's a heck of a staff they have. And then they have Q-back, who is their strength and conditioning guy, who actually had left him a couple of years ago, I believe, to go to the Cubs, and then came back. I'm assuming, he says here, Tennessee is second in the SEC in pitching, ERA, and eighth nationally. I'm assuming Arkansas is number one. Correct me on that. No Kev up in Chicago. Balls of steel, Patton, to Brock Bowers' dad for showing the disappointment that Brock was drafted by the Raiders on national TV. For that, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I wasn't watching, so I wouldn't know. Shannon in South Bend. Indiana. Bill, no balls to me. I was reffing a hockey game last week, took a puck to the private parts, and it dropped me. Got to be able to dodge those pucks, Bill. He says literally, Patton, in this case, no balls to me.
Can we get some balls around here?
That hurt me just reading that. Again, reffing a hockey game last week, Shannon and South Bend was, took a puck to the privates, and it dropped me. He said, Bill, literally no balls. I don't know. We've been doing this Balls of Steel thing well over a decade. I don't know if we've ever had a nomination that involved a story literally about the anatomically correct area that we reference all the time on this show. That might be the first one. That might be the first time right there. Very appropriate, Shannon. Very appropriate. Ken in Middle Georgia. Bill, the number one overall draft pick, Caleb Williams, played for Southern Cal, which finished unranked at the end of the season. Can you think of another time that's happened? Well, no, but I haven't thought in those terms before. You're talking about, okay, here's the criteria Ken just threw out. Number one pick in the entire draft, and the team that he played on, this top draft pick, number one draft pick, his team finished unranked. My hunch would be, and again, it's not, he didn't say Heisman winner. He said the number one ranked player in the draft, guy taking number one. That's the criteria. That's the initial criteria. That's a very good one from Ken. I'd have to think. See, I don't watch the draft enough. I would struggle probably coming up with all the number one draft picks. Buckeye Brenda was just listening. She said, literally, no Kev up, or no Shannon and South Bend. Taking a hockey puck to the private area. Said literally gutless and nutless beyond doubt.
It's gutless and nutless.
Oh, Shannon, that's pretty good. Now, hey, I'm not at all laughing at you. That I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I've seen. First of all, I've had that happen to me, not with a hockey puck, a baseball. The last one I saw was probably 13U travel ball. We're in some city. I don't know where. Don't remember. And it's in between innings, and the pitcher's warming up, and the first baseman is throwing ground balls to the second baseman, then the shortstop, then the third baseman. You know how they do that. And it's always very nonchalant. Nobody's trying. It's just slapping it around, right? Just, well, first baseman rolls the ball to the third baseman. Third baseman, and again, you're just now playing on the big field. You're just making that transition, first year. First base coach is standing over by the fence, close to where he's going to be, coaching first base. Not really paying attention. Third baseman airmails the ball over the first baseman's head, not thinking, right into the first base coach who's standing by the fence, private area. Next thing you know, he's on the ground rolling around, and it's going to be a while. I'm just saying. I've seen it. And again, I'm not laughing at thinking, I don't know who the guy was. I had that happen to me when I was about 10. And it's when I was at a baseball camp, and you're lining up, and everybody's tossing. You're warming up your arm, and I'm like a knucklehead not looking, and the guy I'm tossing with throws it, and I get hit right in the – is it okay to say peaches? I think it is. Right in the peaches. Not good. Yeah, not at all good. But, yes, Shannon actually brought that one home, man. I mean, he hit it. He hit it right on. That one was good. That was one of the better ones. That might have won, and that was on the text line. I was about to say that won the internet, but that was on the call text option line, which is 615-844-5600. Very, very, very good. Yeah, excellent. Excellent work there by him. If you've got any other nominations, send them in. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, earned run average, yes. Arkansas would be number one in the SEC. Number two is Lamar. Three is College of Charleston. Just up the road from Coastal. East Carolina is four. A&M, five. Arizona, six. California Baptist, seven. Clemson, Long Beach State, Louisiana, and then Tennessee. Still good for Tennessee because, again, they don't have a true one, number one guy, at least not right now. And you could say it's A.J. Russell, but he hadn't been healthy enough. So that's a staff piecing it together and doing a very good job of it. Yeah, piecing that together and doing a very good job. We will be... Here's the plan for the week. If you're just checking in with the show, we'll be heading down to the Emerald Coast Thursday after the show from the Wilco kiosk. Probably get down there around 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. First thing we will do is do a run-through on the equipment from the broadcast location at the Four Point Sheridan. Once we have all that checked out, it'll be chill down time. And then on Friday, we'll do the show out of the Four Point Sheridan. And hang out and have a good time. Coach Pete will be there with us in hour one, and we're going to have lots of fun. Ole Miss Evie is scheduled to be there. Looking forward to that. And we're just going to hang out a little bit. Jim and Jupiter, Bill. I got hit so hard in the peaches at football practice one time, I really thought I was going to die. My coach was yelling at me to get back on the field, but I could not catch my breath for something like, Bill, 20 minutes. I thought I was going to die. Might as well everybody just tell your peaches story. I did. Jim did. Shannon did.
Good morning. An accident with injuries. Got traffic tied up over here on 24 westbound just past 440. Again, this is aggravating all that heavy traffic coming in from Antioch on 24 westbound just past 440. Again, it's a mess because of this accident. Still slow trying to get out of Clarksville on 24 eastbound this morning just outside of Clarksville there in Montgomery County. Give yourself extra time. That's slowing down traffic leaving Clarksville towards Nashville on 24 east. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal. We're going to have mostly guys willing to come here and understand what it means to wear the Kentucky uniform. This is bigger than themselves. That's going to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to go have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy as the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Got biscuits? Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Oh, I've got breaking news. Oh, my gosh. You ready? Oh, you're not going to believe this. Breaking news. We have been assured that we're going to get a ticket on the way down Thursday to the Emerald Coast. How do I know this? Because Brandon told me about an hour ago that he has not renewed his tag yet. Oh. So I'll keep you posted. And this time I will get a video. But the breaking news is that the likelihood of us getting pulled over and ticketed just increased by about 700%, at least, with that breaking news. Hopefully I'll be asleep. Won't have to deal with it. Kevin said, Bill, you better check the dates on those ERA rankings. You just read the rankings dated April 25th. As of today, they've changed, and Tennessee is number 8. No Kev up in Chicago talking about his umping and coaching. This is only my second year of umping, but I did showcase tournaments at NIU last year all summer. The first game I did behind the plate, in between innings, I look up and the coaches are nose to nose. The very next game, first pitch, I call a ball. Some parent loudly says strike all day. I stop play and say I'm not going to hear all game. I'll clear this whole area. And, of course, everybody says it wasn't me. Yep. I do not, no, Kev, I'm happy you're doing, obviously you're doing something you want to do. So I'm happy for you there. I do not envy you. But it sounds like you, sounds like you're comfortable doing it, which is the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast hosting commitments, spring commitments, which starts on Thursday. Maybe technically, I guess everybody's trying to check in on Thursday. Georgia Dog, welcome in.
Thanks, Bill. And imagine that, Brandon coming up with something at the last minute. I can't imagine. But that's my boy, so I can't wait to grill him on that when he gets here. But yeah, we're doing the show Saturday morning about 10:50. We get the call that tail fence is burning to the ground, so I get home and start scrambling. And the first two places I called had weddings planned, so they could not accommodate us. But then I got a hold of a lady that they own three restaurants, and she called the other two and actually got us in the best one. So we were very, very happy to be able to go to AJ's on the Harbor, which is extremely nice. So everybody will have a good time there. We're gonna give out a couple awards that we're going to hold secret for right now. But there have a couple guys that will get an award come Friday night at the venue. But yeah, we can't wait to see everybody, get everybody down here. But you know, you're talking about Russ Probst and getting in trouble for cooking breakfast for the kids. I have somebody similar story, very, very close to me, who drives a medical bus for handicapped kids, and was told by the county that it is against the rules to feed those kids snacks and things on the bus. And she asked me about what I thought about it, and I said, well, you know, why do you do it? And she says, well, you know, a lot of them don't have a great breakfast in the morning, and I just want to make sure they're not hungry. When they tell me they're hungry, I want to feed them. And I said, well, you go with your moral compass. Whatever it tells you to do, you do. And if they decide to unhire you, then so be it. We won't worry about it. And I'll leave it up to the listeners to figure out who that was and what decision she made. But she went with her moral compass, Bill. So
I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm wondering, though, what would be there with the county? Would it be if somebody had a peanut allergy and they got real sick? Or I don't know.
The thing that she does is talks to every parent.
Right.
Every single parent. Because it's a medical bus.
Right.
And she has to be equipped to handle seizures or things like that may happen. So she knows exactly which kids are allowed, which kids are not allowed.
Right.
And what they're allowed. And so, I mean, she wouldn't just do it,
right,
you know, to take a chance on something like that. So, you know, with those medical buses, you pretty much talk to the parents almost daily a lot of times. Because, you know, they have issues and things you have to take care of. But, yeah, I would tell Coach Probst, go with your heart, man. And if they don't like it, screw them, you know, whatever. But, yeah, looking forward to it, Bill. And it's going to be a great time. Coach Pete, from what I am told, will be holding a get-together on Friday. We're thinking about 1 to 1:30. Now, I have people calling me wanting to know if they're invited. Yes, they are. I had a call yesterday from a prominent member of your show and our show, the Southern Gentleman Sports Show, wanted to know, would his wife have anything to do? And I said, look, absolutely. So while the guys are playing golf, all you got to do on Friday is get with the Auburn girl, and she'll have things lined up for everybody, all the girls to do that don't want to go, if you just want to hang out or whatever. Don't worry about bringing your wife. There'll be plenty for her to do. The Auburn girl will take care of that. But we're looking forward to it, Bill. Can't wait to see everybody.
All right, man.
With that, I'm just doggone, brother.
We'll get the break here. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. An accident with injuries. Got traffic tied up over here on 24 westbound just past 440. Again, this is aggravating all that heavy traffic coming in from Antioch on 24 westbound just past 440. Again, it's a mess because of this accident. Still slow trying to get out of Clarksville on 24 eastbound this morning just outside of Clarksville there in Montgomery County. Give yourself extra time. That's slowing down traffic leaving Clarksville towards Nashville on 24 east. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC. They're professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party, The Bill King Show.
The text line, which is 615-844-5600. Bill, where on the Emerald Coast? Well, we're going to be at the Sheridan Four Points. That's the location. The show will be there by the pool. It's a little place there by the pool. And then the meal on Friday night, the dinner, will be at AJ's on the harbor. And then there's a golf tournament Saturday for everyone, but we're just going to be hanging out there, man. He also, and I missed this one, asked this, Bill, if you were forced to watch one of these, this is so good, which one would you pick, the NFL draft or the NBA All-Star game? That would be like, for me, Bill, would you choose to die by way of falling 35,000 feet out of an airplane or waterboarding? Which one, Bill? Well, first of all, I'd pick the NFL draft. I'd watch that. I mean, I could find things interesting there. I just don't really care. NBA All-Star game would be just torture. Number one, it's fake basketball. Why would I want to see that? So, yes, that's an easy answer. I'd pick the NFL draft. Because I can find ways to entertain myself there. But otherwise, I would not be watching. Craig in Myrtle Beach. Bill, Brandon has no balls for not getting that tag renewed. He said, for Brandon King there, Patton, he said, give him a gutless and a nutless.
And nutless.
There you have it. There you have it. Shannon says, yeah, when I got hit by the hockey puck, I actually had on a cup. He said, it hit me so hard, it hurt. It did not matter. He said, yes, I did have protection. Red in Warner Robins, Georgia. Bill, I played Bush League baseball until my mid-30s as a catcher. One of my last games, I suited up, but notice I forgot my cup. I didn't say a word, but the whole game I was willing to sacrifice my dominant hand to protect the peaches. Scariest shite ever, Bill. Well, it sounds like you came out of there, though, and did not get your peaches injured. Good for you. I played Bush League baseball until my mid-30s as a catcher. You probably need knee surgery after that, right? You don't know how many guys I run into, and they'll say, man, my knees are awful. I'll say, well, what happened? I caught all those years, and now my knees are just freaking shot. I would imagine. That's people don't ever talk about the wear and tear as a catcher. Think about it. Let's just say you're a baseball player who's a catcher, and you started, let's say, in junior high. And you made it all the way through college and into a pro ball, whether it's minor league or major league ball. So you caught probably 20 years or whatever. What's the wear and tear on the body? Because all kinds of things are going to happen over a season. Even with all the protection you have, you're going to accidentally get hit in the knuckles. All kinds of things that can go wrong with you in that position you're in. And that's, again, with total protection, it's still going to get you. Patton, I got one more. One more nomination. Georgia Dog says, huge balls of steel to Brandon for showing his James Dean rebellious side against the DMV. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, we'll see. See, now that I publicized it, they're going to be waiting on us. I-65, heading down through there. Georgiana, I don't even know if we'll get to Georgiana before we get pulled. I don't even know if we'll get down there. I don't know if we'll get that far. What if it's the same guy got us last time? That could also be interesting. Anyways, tomorrow we'll guest it up. Yeah, tomorrow Charles Arbuckle will be with us. Griff is back from his dog cruise that he was on, Georgia Bulldog cruise, and also Gator Dave will check in. Johnny Vegas said, Bill, I played 12 years of baseball, was a stuntman for 21 years, 11 surgeries, 4 of them knees. I can imagine. Oh, I can only imagine what that would be like. Anyways, we are going to wrap it up. Again, we'll be here through Thursday doing the show in the Wilco kiosk, and then we will head down to the Emerald Coast. And for you folks, yeah, we'll be at the Sheridan. Come on by. If you want to hang out a little bit, we'll either be by the pool, we'll be on the beach, or we'll be hanging out, man. And you are absolutely welcome to come by and say hello. Several of the businesses, I'll also put this out there for you, businesses down there in the Emerald Coast, on the Emerald Coast, who listen to the show, if you want to tag me in a tweet, I will give you a nice plug. Absolutely. We're heading down there. I want to be hospitable. Give you a nice plug. Had several hit me up last time. Mosh Pop.